the Aztec. Centuries after the fall of the Maya, a group of hunters called the Aztec wandered through central Mexico, searching for a permanent home. In 1325, they came upon an island in Lake Texcoco, today part of Mexico City. There, the Aztec saw a sign, an eagle sitting on a cactus with a snake in its beak. That meant this island was to be their home. Tenochtitlan. On this island emerged Tenochtitlan, one of the greatest cities in the Americas. Its construction was a miracle of engineering and human labor. Directed by priests and nobles, workers toiled day and night. They pulled soil from the bottom of the lake to make causeways or bridges of earth linking the island and the shore. They filled parts of the lake with earth so they could grow crops. In time, the Aztec capital expanded to the mainland around the lake. At its height, Tenochtitlan was the largest city in the Americas and one of the largest in the world. Tenochtitlan was also served as a center of trade, attracting thousands of merchants to its outdoor markets. War and religion. The Aztec civilization grew into a military empire. In the 1400s, the Aztec army marched through central and southern Mexico, conquering nearly all rival communities. Aztec warriors took everything they could carry from their victims, including maize, cotton cloth, copper, and weapons. Conquered people were forced to work as slaves in Aztec cities and villages. Like the Maya, the Aztec organized their society around their religion. The Aztec believed that human sacrifices were necessary to keep the gods pleased and to ensure abundant harvests. Thousands of prisoners of war were sacrificed. A great city remembered. The first Europeans to see the Aztec capital were awed by its splendor. In 1519, 550 Spanish soldiers entered Tenochtitlan, led by Hernán Cortés. He wrote, "There are 40 towers at least, all of stout construction and very lofty. The workmanship both in wood and stone could not be bettered anywhere." Bernal Díaz del Castillo, one of the soldiers, marveled at the great stone towers and temples and buildings that rose straight up out of the water. Tenochtitlan, he explained, was a city of water, and many of the streets were waterways for canoes. Some of the Spanish soldiers thought that Tenochtitlan was more magnificent than Rome and the other great European capitals of the time.